This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Health officials in the United States are recommending health providers stop administering the one-shot Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine so they can investigate potential blood clots in people who have gotten the shot. Last week, Centura Health stopped offering the shot at 3 mass vaccination sites in Colorado over a shortage and worries about adverse reactions. More than 24,000 people were scheduled to get the shot in Colorado at the 3 sites from Saturday through tomorrow. They will now get the Pfizer shots. A bill to require people to safely store firearms is headed to Governor Jared Polis' desk. The measure is intended to prevent accidental deaths by making it harder for children to have access to guns. One Democrat joined with every Republican to oppose the bill. The Biden administration is continuing its push for an infrastructure package. CPR's Caitlin Kim on what that could mean for the state.
The White House pointed out a lot that's wrong with infrastructure in Colorado. 3,600 miles of highway in need of repair, 481 bridges in poor condition, 9% of Colorado households without internet, wildfires that have cost the state billions, and much more. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the president's infrastructure plan could fund many of these improvements and provide good-paying jobs. Still, despite bipartisan agreement on the need for more infrastructure funding, there remains wide differences on how much to spend and what to focus on. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver is overcast and at 30 degrees. It might snow tonight. This is CPR News.